Good morning.
大家早上好。
See a lot of familiar faces here. And for those that know me, so glad to be here this morning back home.
我看到很多很熟悉的面孔，对于那些认识我，的人来说呢，我真的回到家里，非常的高兴。
All of us have grown older.
我们三个人都变老了。
We all still look very young.
但是呢，我们看上去还很年轻。
I see some of the young guys that were with me are half kids back there.
我看到那些年轻人呢，我在的时候，那些人还是一半的孩子。
Life has sped up, hasn't it?
真的是日子过得越来越快。
But my love for you and the church continues on.
但是我对你们的爱，对这个教会的爱，还一直在保持着。
And since Hallmark tells us to celebrate this, Happy Mother's Day, every mother here.
因为 Hallmark 然后让我们来一起来说大家来庆祝这个母亲节，所以我来祝贺大家母亲节快乐。
Hopefully every day is a special day for you mothers.
希望每一天对母亲来说都是很特别的一天。
I bring greetings to me and my family and we added one too, the last few years.
家在过去2年中也添了一个丁。
And greetings from Community Bible Church.
我们是在Community Bible Church 在。Community Bible Church.
Yeah, that's it. It's in Nairobi. It's in Mumbai City, and we have established as a church, and so we bring greetings from that church as well.
我们是在那个教会是在孟买，然后我们在那里建了这个那个堂。
I'm not sure. Am I supposed to preach now? Basically, okay, good, good.
所以我现在可以讲到。
All right, a parent is hard, isn't it?
我们作为父母是很难的一件事情，对吗？
It's one of the greatest joys.
但是也是很喜乐的一件事情。
At least if your child is doing what you want him to do.
当是至少当你的孩子在做你想要他做的事情的时候。
It's never easy.
但是也很不容易。
It's also hard to be consistent as a parent, isn't it?
而且就是要做一个很一贯保持的这样的一个父母也很难。
There are so many voices that tell us how to parent.
到处有各种不同的声音来告诉我们你应该怎样做人父母。
You're constantly bombarded by relatives and YouTube and social media about how you must parent your children.
各处有各样的社交的媒体，然后有油管那些在不停的轰炸你，告诉你应该怎样做一个父母。
There really is no lack of information out there for how to parent.
作为一个父母，然后没有你不会缺乏任何的信息。
But nothing compares.To the instruction that the Bible gives us concerning parenting.
但是所有的这样的信息都比不上圣经告诉我们怎么样子去做人父母。
More specifically today, nothing compares to the instruction the Bible gives us to how to be a good mother.
没有什么东西可以比得上圣经如果教导我们怎么样做一个好的母亲。
No matter what the culture.
无论是什么样子的文化
，the language，
无论是什么样的语言
，the technological development，
无论到了什么样子技术发展的时代
，all of that is subsumed under the authority of Scripture。
所有一切都是伏在这个经文的权威之下。
And so here's my main idea today。
所以这是我今天想要所讲的。
Believers must grow in Christ and live out the gospel。By knowing that Jesus is supreme in all phases of our lives.
所以我们作为信徒来说，必须要伏在耶稣基督的脚下，直到这个神的话是至高的，让我们在每个阶段都可以尊他的话为大。
I'm going to say that again. Believers, if you're a Christian today, you're a believer in Jesus Christ. All believers.
我要再说一遍所有的信徒现在在做的是基督徒，就是信徒。
You must grow in Christ.
所有的人都需要在基督里面长大。
And live out the gospel.
然后可以活出这样子的一个福音。
By knowing that Jesus is supreme in all spheres of our lives.
知道耶稣在我们每一个阶段当中都是至大的。
And so there's 5 points that I want to deal with today to show you that that is true.
所以我今天要通过讲5点到告诉大家这一点，这个是真的。
Firstly, the foundation of every good relationship.
首先，所有一切关系的基础。
Without a strong foundation, you don't have a good relationship.
没有好的基础的话，你不可能有一个好的关系。
And for the foundation for every truly believing relationship is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所有一切因信而建的这样子的一个关系都是以福音为基础的。
There is no relationship in this world than more important than your relationship with your God.
在世界上所有一切的关系当中，没有一个关系比你和神的关系更重要。
There is a God.
有位神。
He is true and living.
他是真的活的。
He is sovereign over all creation.
他在一切的万有之上。
He created you.
他创造了你。
For a purpose.
他创造你是有的目的。
And your relationship with him matters to him.
他和你的关系对你来说是重要的。
But we decided to get rid of God.
但是我们想要远离神。
As humankind.
就是我们自己。
We decided to not recognize him as our creator.
我们不想要认他是我们的创造者。
And truly, we deserve God's wrath.
我们真的是值得神配得神给我们这样子他的愤怒。
And God can justly punish us for the injustices that we have done against him.
因为我们对神做的不公的事情，神可以完全照他的公义来惩罚我们。
But God, in his love, sent his son to pay the penalty of your sins.
但是神在他的爱中将他的独生爱子赐下，以至于他可以来为我们的罪来付上代价。
To appease the wrath of God against you.
以至于神的怒气可以平息。
To give you his righteousness so that when you stand before him, you stand as perfect.
以至于他的义可以降在你的身上，当你正在他面前的时候，你可以以一个完全的形象站在他的面前。
And Jesus rose again the third day.
耶稣基督在第三天也复活了。
Showing us that we who believe in him.
让我们晓得如果谁信他。
Will also rise following our death.
让我们即使死后也可以像他一样的复活。
That is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督他的福音。
And there is no relationship in this world that is built without the gospel that is everlasting.
在这个福音中建立的关系以外，世上任何的关系都不会像他一样的是永恒的。
And Paul says this about the Colossian believers in chapter 1 of Colossians, verses 3-8.
在第一章第三节到第八节中，保罗将这样的一个道理告诉了在哥罗西教会的信徒们。
He says, we always thank God.
他说我们常常感谢神。
And why is he thanking God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you?
他感谢主耶稣基督的父，然后常常为你们祷告。
Verse 4, he says, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people.
在第四节中继续写到，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心。
He knows they're believers because they have faith in Christ Jesus and because they have love for all of God's people.
他在里面他对耶稣基督有这样子的信心，然后他也对信徒有这样子的爱心。
And where does this faith and love come from?
这样子的信心，这样子的爱心是从哪里来的？
Verse 5, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven.
这个信心，这个爱心，这个盼望，就是从你们从前在福音真道上所听，是你们存在天上的这样的一个盼望。
This faith and love spring from hope.
这个信心，这个爱心是从希望来的。
As Christians.
我们作为基督徒，我们的盼望在哪里呢？
That our Jesus is coming again.
是因为我们的救主，我们的耶稣他要再来。
The first time he came as a suffering servant.
第一次来他是作为一个受难的一个仆人。
The second time he is coming as the sovereign king.
第二次来他将以一个成圣的君王这样子来。
So we have that hope.
所以我们有这样子的一个盼望。
That gives us faith and love.
让我们有信心，有爱心。
And we hear this, he says in verse 5, about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel.
在第五节中继续写道，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
And so in verse 6, he says, in the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world.
所以在第六节中，他继续写道，这样的福音结果，而且继续的增长。
Just like the Colossian believers, every believer today is called a believer because they have faith in Christ Jesus.
就像哥罗西教会的这些信徒一样，我们现在之所以可以被称为信徒，就是因为我们在耶稣基督里面。
Every believer is called a believer because they have love, the sacrificial love for God's people.
因为我们可以称为信徒，就是因为我们有这样子的一个爱心，然后可以爱耶稣基督他的牺牲的心。
And we have a fruit of hope. We have the hope, a solid hope that Jesus is coming back.
我们有这样子的一个果子，我们的果子就是盼望，这个盼望让我们可以盼望耶稣基督他的再来。
This is a solid foundation for every relationship.
这就是我们一切关系的一个非常坚实的一个基础。
Parents, we must share this gospel with our children from a young age.
所以我劝诫父母们，在孩子还小的时候，就请你跟他们一起来分享福音。
But they must not be simply propositional truth.
但是这不是一个简单的一个陈述的一个事实。
Does your gospel, parents, mothers, reflect a love for God's people and a hope of Christ's return?
父母的爱，母亲的爱是不是反映对人的爱，对神的子民的爱呢？
And the second point I want to make through this text is, what should be our focus of every relationship? What should be the focus of every relationship?
第二点我想要说的就是我们在每个关系它的重心，它的焦点是什么？
The focus should be the supremacy of Christ in all things.
这个关系的重点就应该是耶稣的一切，他是一切的元首。
There is no relationship or sphere in this world where a believer lives over which Christ does not have any rule.
我们在这个世界上，我们信徒所活的所有的领域，一切的事情当中，没有一样不是以基督为首的。
This is exactly what Paul says in chapter 1 verses 15 onwards.
这就是保罗在这里第一章第十五节所说的。
He says, He, meaning Jesus, is the image of the invisible God.
他在这里说，爱子，他就指的是耶稣，他是那不能看见之神的像。
He says that Jesus is the firstborn of all creation.
他说他是首生的，是在一切被造的以先。
That doesn't mean that he was born, he was the eldest son of God. It means that he has supremacy over all creation.
这不是说他只是神他的首生的，而是说他真的是在一切万有有这样的一个至高的地位。
Why does he have supremacy over all creation?
他为什么在一切被造的以先呢？
What gives Jesus to be the only supreme one of all creation?
怎么样让耶稣可以成为那个唯一的至高的在万有以先的？
Verse 16 tells us that.
16节这样子告诉我们。
For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth.
万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的还是地上的。
He has supremacy over all things on this earth and in heaven because he is the creator of all things.
他在一切万有之先，因为他是一切的创造者，无论是在天上的还是地上的，都是他造的。
He says, whether it's visible or invisible things.
他说无论是能够看见的还是不能够看见的。
Republicans and Democrats.
无论是共和党还是民主党。
All things were created through him and for him.
所有的一切都是借着他造的，也是为着他造的。
He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他在一切的之内，然后一切都是靠他来联络。
So not only is Jesus the creator,He is the sustainer of all things.
他是一切的创造者，他也是统治一切万有的那位。
And he is the head of the body, the church.
所以他也是这个身体的元首，他是这个身体就是教会。
Who is the head of this church?
他是身体的他是教会的头。
Not Pastor Dennis, right?
那不是教会的尾。
As wonderful as he is.
他是那样子的伟大。
He is not the head of the church. It is Jesus who is the head of the church.
Who were you trying to contrast with Jesus?
Huh? It is Jesus who is the head of the church.
Okay, I know. Oh, compare with pastor. Oh, okay, sorry. 所以牧师不是教会的元首啊，耶稣他是教会的元首。
And so Paul is very clear here. Christ is supreme over all things because he is the creator and he is the sustainer of all things.
所以保罗在这里说到，耶稣是一切之首，在一切以前，因为他不光是那个创造者，他也是托住一切万有的。
So no domain.No sphere of your life as a believer is free from the will of Christ.
另外，作为信徒来说，没有任何一样领域范畴都是可以在耶稣他的统治之下。
And notice, he says these things because Christ is the one that brought you to the Father.
而且他继续说，耶稣就是那个把你带到父面前的那一位。
He says in verse 20, and through him, which is Christ, to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
在第二十节中写到，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
Believer,
我们信徒们。
Is Christ supreme in your life today? Not based on your confession alone. Do your finances reflect the supremacy of Christ? Do your pursuits reflect the supremacy of Christ in your life?
你的一切追求是不是反映了耶稣基督在你的一切事上是居首位
？More relevant today, does your parenting reflect the supremacy of Christ?
而今天非常有关系的是，你自己的为人父母的方式是不是有反映出耶稣基督在你一切事上
？Parents, the focus for your children.Should not be what the world tells you it should be, but it should be the supremacy of Christ over all things.
父母们，我劝诫你们，对孩子的教育应该是不是要追随这个世界，而是要让耶稣基督在这一事情告诉你们，耶稣基督在一切为首。
Oh yes, there is great honor in our children going to Ivy League schools and getting six-figure or seven-figure jobs, but are we focusing on that?Or the supremacy of Christ over their lives.
我们是专心致志的把我们的小朋友，把我们的孩子，然后培养成去藤校这个赚六位数甚至七位数的工资呢？还是将他引到神的面前，让耶稣在他身中身上居首位
？So we saw the foundation of a relationship, which is the gospel.
所以我们看到这样子的一个基础，基础就是福音。
We saw the focus of every relationship, which is Christ over everything.
我们看到我们这个关系当中的焦点就是耶稣是在一切之先。
And it's always good to know where we're heading before we take a journey.
然后我们在每次的旅行之前，如果可以晓得我们的目的地是哪里的话。
And so, what is the finality, final destination of every relationship?
所以我们每一个关系它的最终的目标是什么呢
?It is gospel maturation.
所以它就是maturation,
growth.
它就是福音的增长福音的完备。
So the gospel is the root or foundation for every Christian.
福音是统治我们每一个基督徒然后是我们每一个人的这样的一个基础。
But the destination is maturation.
但是我们的目的呢就是要让它增长以至于完全。
What is Christian maturation?
什么是完全呢
?It's complete and undivided way in which a person with all of one's positive and negative attributes is oriented toward God or toward Christ.
所以就是每个人他方方面面无论是好的是坏的让他在成就一切的时候他都是为了福音为了神而活。
It's complete and undivided focus on Christ.
就是我们一个人完全全部的整个完整的然后毫无分割的这样子的一个重心在耶稣基督上。
Despite all of the other appeals,
无论旁边 有什么样子的一个
despite all of the other distractions,
他们有什么样子的一个牵引
it's an attention solely given to Christ.
我们的这样子的专注是不是完全在耶稣基督身上
That is Christian maturation.
所以这就是一个完全完全。
We see this in verse 28 and 29 of chapter 1.
我们在哪里看到呢？我们是在第一章的第28、第29节看到。
He says, He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom.
他就是那个用诸般的智慧劝诫个人、教导个人。
So that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ.
要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
If you're a believer here today, you're going to see your Savior one day. And when you see Him, you will fully be like Him. Perfect in every way. That's where our final destination is. And that's why Paul says, to this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me in verse 29.
所以在29节保罗继续地说道我也为此劳苦照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
So for the Colossian believers, Paul was not just satisfied that these believers could understand and regurgitate or repeat the gospel.
所以对保罗来说他想要哥罗西教会的信徒所做的不光是要明白然后而是这样子反刍反复的思想。
Paul is interested that they would produce gospel growth and gospel fruit.
所以保罗他看到的是他想要的是福音他的增长福音结果子。
This fruit leads to maturation.
这样的果子可以达到完备。
Parents, especially mothers today,Our goal should not be just to share the gospel with our kids.
所以父母们，我劝诫你们，尤其是母亲，我们所要做的不仅仅是和孩子们来分享福音。
Now that is important.
这个很重要。
But that should not be the end of our parenting.
但这不是我们做人父母的终结。
Just like we spend money and time and many other valuable resources to make sure that our kids are doing well in this world.We must expend the same number of resources to make sure that our children are maturing in Christ Jesus.
就像我们在这里为他们在他们身上花上精力、时间、金钱，然后以至于他们可以在这个世界上有所成就，我们也必须要花上精力、时间、金钱，以至于他们在福音上面可以完备。
I mean, we recognize this. If you're good at math and you're a father, it's not just sufficient to pay the bills. Maybe sometimes sit down with your children and teach them math.
所以呢，就是你们可能做父亲的，有可能知道，就是关于数学，不光是要知道怎么样子去付那个账单，但是有的时候可能需要坐下来跟你的孩子一起去做这个账，然后在一边，然后也教他们数学。
If you're a parent, it's not just sufficient to be satisfied that they're going to church and they know the gospel. Expend your energy, expend your time, getting to know your kids, getting to know their worldview, because it might not be the same as yours.
所以你做人父母的，不光是要带孩子们去教会，让他们在教会里面去接触福音。你们也需要去了解你们的孩子是什么样子的，你们的孩子有什么样子的一个世界观，也许他的世界观跟你的不一样。
You can't outsource their education, right? I mean, if they're not doing well, so don't try to outsource their spiritual maturation to the church.
有的时候可以去 ，you can't outsource. 不能够光光依靠外面的这样的一个资源来教育你的孩子，同样也不能够完全依靠教会来教育孩子福音的事情。
That's the sad reality of many Christian families that while their children are accomplishing many amazing goals in their academics and in their career, in their spiritual lives, the kids are deficient.
这个真的是一个很令人伤心的一个事实，就是有些家庭他们有非常好的孩子，在各科成绩都非常好，在学业上很出色，但是他们在福音上面却非常的落后。
Does that mean we give up?
我们就因为这个就要放弃吗
？Jesus never gives up on them, and so you better not.
耶稣从来没有放弃他们，所以你也不可以放弃。
We pursue them.
我们要这样子追着他们。
With our weaknesses.
我在我们的软弱当中。
Because Jesus pursued us.
因为神耶稣基督来追我们。
With our weaknesses.
对，也在我们的软弱当中。
Nobody, no child is so far away from the love of God that he cannot come back.
没有一个孩子他这样子的远离神，如此的远离神，以至于他没有办法回来。
But that means you tell them you are going to be the same of God one day, and you have to be mature before.
所以你要告诉他们，有一天你会来到神面前，然后来就向神交账。
The first thing that is important for any relationship
is to
understand the goal.
是要有一个目标。
And what is the goal of every relationship?
所以每一段关系它的目标是什么呢？
That we would have a knowledge of Christ concerning every relationship and that we would live it out.
所以就是我们在对每一个关系都要有这样子的一个来自于神的知识，我们并且要将这样的知识可以活出来。
In chapter 2, verses 2 to 5, here's what Paul says.
在第二章第二到第五节里面，保罗是这样子说的。
My goal is that they may be encouraged in their heart and united in love.
要在他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络。
That is my goal this morning, that you would be encouraged and that you would be united in love.
所以这也是我今天早上的目标，是要你们可以心里面得安慰、得鼓励，然后也可以在里面互相的联络。
Why is that the goal?
为什么有这样子一个目标呢？
So that they may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ.
我目标就是让你们可以充分丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使你们可以真知道神的奥秘，也就是基督。
Why should I know Christ? There's so many other things that are out there. Why should I have this undivided, complete attention on Christ?
为什么我需要来知道耶稣基督呢？世界上有这样子多的选择，为什么我偏偏要来知道全备的基督的道理呢？
He says, verse 3 of chapter 2, in whom, meaning Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所以他在第三节给我们答案，就是说，在他就是指耶稣基督所积蓄的一切智慧知识，都在耶稣基督里面藏着。
Why should we know Christ?
为什么我们要晓得耶稣基督呢？
Because Christ has it all.
因为在基督里面藏着一切。
He has all wisdom.
他有一切的智慧和知识。
Do you need wisdom for parenting?
需要智慧来教养孩子吗？
Go to the well of Christ. He has all the wisdom.
所以就要来到基督的面前，他有一切的。
Why should they grow in Christ?
为什么我们需要来知道耶稣呢？
Because he has all the treasures of wisdom.
因为他在他里面藏着一切的智慧。
The word treasures, this is precious, you see.
看到吗？这是一个宝藏，非常的宝贵。
This is more precious than your portfolio.
这比我们的 portfolio 的投资的组合更加的宝贵。
Christ is precious.
耶稣是宝贵的。
Christ is satisfied.
基督可以给我们带来满足。
To your soul and your children's soul.
可以满足我们的心灵，也满足我们孩子的心灵。
So the goal of every relationship is a knowledge of Christ and living for Him.
所以我们的目标就是要得到耶稣里面的智慧。
And the fifth and final point is, what is the fruit of every relationship?
第五个就是我们每一个关系它的所结的果子是什么？
It is applying the rooted gospel.
是我们可以把生根建造的那个福音给活出来。
The fruit of the gospel is it that it frees us from human pressures and human rules and human tradition.
是我们福音它的果子呢，是可以让我们来摆脱来自于人的压力，可以脱离来自于人的那种束缚。
If you are a Christian here today, no matter what you're going through, you must recognize you are free in Christ Jesus.
所以，我们作为基督徒的父母，我想让你们知道这样子一个不争的事实：在耶稣基督里，你们是自由的。
No situation, no circumstance, no evil spirit, nothing.And enslave you. You are free in the name of Jesus Christ.
在你的生命当中，一切事情没有任何的情况，没有任何的环境，没有任何的邪灵可以让受禁锢，在耶稣基督里是自由的。
You are made right with God on His terms, and nobody can snatch that away from you.
你已经和神和好了，没有人可以把你这样子的和好的地位从你生命当中带走。
No power can take you away from the love of Christ.
没有任何的能力可以将你从耶稣基督这身边带走。
And no, there's nobody powerful enough to snatch you from the hands of your Savior.
没有一个人有这样的权利，有这样大的力量，可以把你从主的手心当中带走。
And Paul says this in verses 20 to 23, where he says, "Since you died with Christ to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as though you still belong to the world, you submit to its rules?"
所以保罗在二十节到二十三节当中继续写道，你们若是与基督同死同活，是上小学，为什么仍像在世俗中服从那不可能不可为什么好像还在世俗中活着呢？
You don't have to do things to get right with God.
你已经不需要再做任何事情与神和好了。
He has already done it.
因为耶稣神已经做了一切。
On the cross.
他已经在十字架上成就了。
It's a gospel fruit. It's not your fruit.
所以你在活自己的生活的时候，你们所结的是福音的果子。
Oh, parents, I wonder if we are overwhelmed and burdened a lot of times because we become the savior for our children instead of recognizing that there is only one savior and his name is Jesus.
所以父母当你们被重担所用的时候，你们有没有意识到，你们可能不是自己孩子的救主？他们有这样子的救主是救他们的，是那个给他们救主的那一位。
I don't care how cool of a dad you are, or cool of a mom you are, you cannot save your children.
无论你是一位多酷的这样子爸爸，或者是多酷的妈妈，我想告诉你，救自己的孩子。
Jesus saves your children.
是耶稣拯救你们的孩子。
And when he does,You will never let them go.
那救你的孩子的时候，他根本不会放他们走。
He will want them.
他真的会把他们紧紧握住。
They sang a song that said that we must hold on to him. Do you recognize that we hold on to him because he holds on to us?
所以我们刚才也是在说，紧紧的握住。是所以这样子紧紧的握住他是。
The full investment is focusing on heavenly things rather than earthly things.
所以啊，就是我们可以紧紧的仰望天上的事情，而不要看地上的事情。
In chapter 3 of verse 1, Paul says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, meaning if you are a believer, seek the things that are where Christ is seated at the right hand of God."
所以在第三章当中，他继续讲到，所以你们若真理基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事情，因为那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Don't sensual indulgence bear gospel fruit by seeking Christ.
所以你不要自己在自己的私情欲望中当中堕落，而是你们要思想神的事情，思想在上面的事情。
The fruit of the gospel is battling with our flesh daily.
这个它的果子就是征战，让我们可以一起每天都在以自己的肉体来征战。
There are no super Christians.
所以我们没有这样子的一个超级的基督徒。
Struggle with sin.
我们每一个都在最终征战。
But we're in this together.
但是我们都在这样一起。
And we must fight it daily in our lives.
我们要每天就在我们的生活当中。
Look with me, verse 5, he says.Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you.
所以在第五节当中，他说，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体。
Gospel fruit is living like Christ wants us to.
所以，福音的果子就是让我们可以来效法耶稣。
Yeah, it says, verse 18 of chapter 3, wives submit to your husbands as is fitting to the Lord.
在第三章当中，他也写到，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫。
This is not archaic theology.
Archaic,
archaic theology, yeah.
是一个古老的一个神学。
This is not out of culture theology.
这不是一个不合文化的一个神学。
This is not misogynistic theology. It's not man-centered theology.
这不是一个以男性至上的这样子一个神学。
It is Christ's theology.
这是一个耶稣基督的神学。
And why, and man,Don't take this verse and try to make your wife submit, by the way. You're not called to do that.
然后神没有叫你做这样的事情。
It is the Spirit's work in your wife's life that causes her to submit. Just so you know, you're not the Holy Spirit.
应该只是圣灵带你的妻子当心里做这样子一个工，以至于圣灵可以让他来顺服你。
But then he says, husbands, love your wife.
但这里经文这样说你做丈夫的要爱你的妻子。
Don't be harsh with your wives.
不要那个苦待他们。
And then he says to children, obey your parents in everything.
所以他今天讲到你做儿女的要凡事听从父母。
And why should you do that? Because your parents have PhDs?
为什么你要做呢？因为你的父母有博士学位吗？
Or your parents are all knowing, nobody claims that.
或者是因为你们的父母是很容易讨厌的吗？
No, you obey your parents because it pleases the Lord.
是的，你之所以要凡事听从你的父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
Because you want to see Christ supremely reigning in your familial relationships.
因为神要在你们的家庭的关系当中完全的掌权，你要让他活出来。
Moms, you can't do this on your own.
母亲，你们在这上不孤单。
Families, you can't do this on your own.
在家庭，你们在这上不是一个人。
That's why it's an act of God's grace.
这是神他恩典的行为。
We need it every day.
我们每一天都需要。
When the child is obeying and disobeying.
无论是孩子在顺服的时候还是不顺服的时候。
We are still called to show the love of Christ.
每时每刻都要将神的爱带给他们。
When the child is getting straight, his son is getting B's, which is a failing in our culture, yeah.
因为这个孩子是全或者是有这个在中国亚洲文化当中就是一个。
We pursue them with the love of Christ.
我们还是要追求神的爱。
And we do that not because we are able.
我们做这个并不是因为我们能。
We do that because Christ looks at our very inner lives.
我们因为神他可以看到我们内心，我们内心的最深处是怎么做这个。
He knows it all.
他完全不知道我们。
And yet he loves you.
他还是爱我们。
With a deep love.
用这样子深的爱来爱我们。
He will not let you go.
他不会让你们走，我们走。
So mothers,Know that we should be praying for you all the time.
所以母亲们，我们要为你们随时都祷告。
And know that Christ will never let you go.
你知道耶稣基督不会放你们走。
Let that be your courage and let that be your strength.
我们这个成为我们的这样子一个安慰。
Let's pray together.
一起来祷告。
So Father, so difficult in this conflicted world to live a heavenly life.
在这样子的一个充满矛盾的世界当中，真是很难活出这样子我们的生活。
But thanks be to Christ who allows us to live a life based on His grace that pleases our God.
但是借着耶稣基督，我们感恩，真是因为他让我们可以活出这样的生命，以至于可以来让父来喜悦。
Thank you that our lives are not just aimlessly moving into the grave.
感谢神，我们的生命不只是这样子一程，不断的往坟墓当中奔跑。
Thank you that we are one day going to find our joy when we see Jesus face to face.
感谢神，我们有一天可以面对面见到耶稣的时候，可以得到完全的喜乐。
Be with us for the rest of this time.
就从在这个时刻与我们同在。
May your grace and peace and love be upon us all the time.
随时随刻和我们同在。
It is in your name I ask.
在奉耶稣的名我们来祷告。Amen. Amen.